welcome back to another amazing episode of Couch Crunch. And we're, you know, we were kind of off last week, so we got a lot to catch up on. So let's start with the new specs on the PS5 Pro, kind of like rumors, leaks, and stuff that we're going to go over. I don't know how I feel about it, because it's like just slightly faster, which I kind of predicted.
Slightly faster.
Yeah. So, Aaron, you want to give us those specs?
Yeah, I got you. And I'm going to ask Nick to see if not that, I'm going to have Nick come in and see if he can explain some of this stuff. I probably know some of it. So the CPU on the PS5 Pro is the same as the PS5. I don't know why that, but I don't know how the hell. Oh, that seemed like a strange thing. The GPU is 60 CUs RDNA 3, whereas the original PS5 was 36 CUs. I don't know what the hell that even means, of RDNA. So maybe Nick can tell me what the hell RDNA is.
RDNA, that's a little more complex even for me.
I do know it's 13 gigabytes, it's 13.7 gigabytes of available memory for games. I'm guessing
that's even super in a tower in here.
7 gigabytes for games.
Wait, so what's the RAM for the PS5?
12.5. So it's barely an improvement, but being honest, it was crazy. My PC has 32 RAMs, gigs of RAM for games.
Oh, yeah, my AI is earning
32 gigs of RAM. I'm saying, so, like, you know,
that explains a lot now. Remember, there.
It's a console. remember, it's a console.
Yeah,
it has to be affordable for all of us.
So, like, how Cyberpunk does, like, when they was working with the AI,
RAM isn't that expensive.
Trying to keep fixing all the glitches.
It isn't. RAM isn't that expensive. It's 33.5 gigahertz of, that's the clock speed. I'm trying to read. I'm done. This it seems like fucking foreign to me.
So the teraflops is like the data that's actually transferring from the
okay,
GPU.
So it's 33.5 teraflops. Mm-hmm. Is that measured in gigs or
no? It's separate from gigs. It's the speed from so it's transferring the speed from the CPU to the
it's
GPU.
How they're interacting with
each other. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. The rendering is 45% more fast than PS5.
That's actually pretty higher.
It's pretty hard. Yeah. The ray tracing, I don't know how the fuck they measure this, but the ray tracing is 2 to 3 times more than PS5.
Yeah, but it can't be that much of a
how
turbo.
Many people even give a fuck about ray tracing?
Yeah, that's more of a PC like kind of thing. And that's the thing. I feel like PlayStation's trying to like go towards more like the PC side of things, whether it's just because I mean that's how we're gonna get better, right? We need to incorporate some PC parts into the consoles, but it's like at some point like you can't go too far into that category because again like we're talking about more pricing. Yeah.
How much longer are we gonna wait before they start working more together like on parts? Like any more for the PlayStation and Xbox, then you're basically a PC at that point. So what's happening?
I mean I think that's what they're going for. They're trying to bridge that gap as effectively as possible. Not that they particularly have to, because you know the casual market is the bigger market, so I'm not sure if they're going to give a shit if a game was at 30 frames or 60 frames or
I get it, they're trying to be more affordable, that I understand, because consoles have to be more affordable for them, for people, the consumer, to want to get it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I get that.
I mean,
but yeah, like I mean, use older stuff, like I don't know.
It has custom machine learning architecture, so I'm not sure exactly what's that going to be used for. So I mean, I imagine that part is future proofing the console. Maybe that's probably like more future proofing it. It supports Yeah. It has it supports resolutions up to 8K, which is weird because so does PS5. But, you know,
we don't even have a lot of 8K things to even use. Like, we don't have 8K TVs all over the
place. I mean,
it's going to be more expensive.
I'm looking at, I'm looking at these pro specs, and what I will say is that it's right in line, somewhat, actually a little less in line, of how the PS4 Pro was,
when Final Fantasy 16 came out, it was like too much of the first game that pushed like the PS5 for us, like the vents blowing out air, and it's like it was kind of pushing the power of it, and like the frames of it. Like a lot of people had a problem.
And by substantial leap, I'm saying in comparison to what the PS4 Pro was to the PS4. Y'all get what I'm saying when I say that?
It seemed like the console was trying to keep up with the game at that point when it came to Final Fantasy 16. That's why I said that one.
Probably because
I don't know.
Some games.
It only seems like it's like only a handful of games so far they really truly have for the PS5 experience. So
there's that. I don't know. Like, I see bunch of videos going up saying Sony's screwing you over. Which they technically are. I mean, let's be honest. How long has the PS5 been out so far? Like about 3 years, but, right?
Four. Like, I think we're doing, no. 3.5 because I think November would be
right.
Yeah. How many games can you really say that utilized the actual power of the PlayStation 5?
Already? I don't think any. In my opinion, granted. Here's what I'm saying. Here's how I'm making the comparison on. I know I low-key can't make this comparison because PC is different. I know. Me, if you're listening to this, fuck you too. But I'm just saying. I can run literally every, from what it's looking like, I can run every PS5 exclusive on my PC at least 60, at the bare minimum, at 60. I could probably get some performance gains, but probably won't be substantial. And my PC isn't even hard. It's not like a high-tech piece of tech or anything. Like, no, it's not. Like, I built it like a year and some change ago and all that stuff. But, you know what I mean? So, like, I don't get, like, I'm kind of lost on, like, if any game took advantage of the PS5 at all. You know what I mean? It's just like, what does that look like? What is that going to look like in a game? I'm not so sure if it's God of War Ragnarok. Actually, I know it's not. That was on PS4 as well. I'm not so sure if it's Horizon Forbidden West. Granted, the game looks amazing, but I'm not sure if that's, like, taking advantage of it, you know? It's definitely not Elden Ring. It's definitely not Rise of the Ronin. Sorry, everybody who blocks that game and played. You know, it's a good game, but, you know, not that much of a looker.
I agree with you.
It's definitely not that. It's not that either.
Yeah, Final Fantasy 16 looks good, but it's not, like, PS5. Fully optimized for. Like, I haven't really seen a game that really pushes
exactly
the PS5 to its limits.
Like, so, like, we don't even know what they even will fucking.
Even know what that looks like.
Exactly, yeah. We don't even know what it looks like.
That's a good point, though. Like, they should, like, for games that don't meet the quotum for like the PS5. They should just mark it down back down to 60 for the price, because it's like if it doesn't perform on that level, then it's just like playing on a PS4 at that point.
When the two things are fighting,
yeah. Right.
I mean, could that be just poor optimization?
At this point, I think it's starting to look like poor optimization. Because I see people online are saying, some people online are saying...
Like PS5, it's probably like their testing ground before they jump to the PS6. Just test out the kinks and like see how this AI learning thing will work. And then they probably, if they see it works well, they jump and put it into that next system.
But some people online are saying, like, hey, you should just went with the full-blown thing, you know, just so it should just went all the way, you know, because like these half steps are in a sense anti-consumer. They are anti-consumer because like it's like going from an iPhone 13 to a 14. I don't know who anybody has an iPhone in here, you know, besides Nick and me, you know, and Angel. Like, no, but, like, let's be honest, 13 to a 14, was there much of a difference? Let's be real. No, there's no fucking difference. So for the most part, there were differences, yes, but like nothing that probably warrants you actually going out your way to buy that iPhone 14. You know what I mean? You could have kept with the same phone for a long time. That really seems like what it is right here, you know? And it's just like, we're definitely at the point of diminishing returns on consoles. And now it's starting to look like, yeah, maybe you should just build a PC. If you really, if you care about that performance gain that much, you know what I mean? That's what it's starting to look
it'll,
like.
It'll last a lot longer and look better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It will last a lot longer and look better. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? We got, Angel has definitely a PC, right? You got, Angel has a PC. Or game laptop. Or, and Nick has a PC. I have a PC. Danny has a Steam Deck, which is about the same as a PC. But you know, it's just like, we're cool with it on our end. We're going to have always have other things to play it on. We're never going to be stuck on like a PS5 for Dragon Dogma, which Danny will go into later on. But you know, we're always going to be cool. But like, I guess for the common consumer, it's like, damn, do I really want to put like $650, maybe more out for this half step? And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
is
there's gonna be people that will. Yeah,
there'll be idiots. There are idiots everywhere, you know. But like. I mean, I don't know. I just like.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If it wasn't for
so I guess
Stellar Blade coming out so early in the year, I would have waited to get the Pro.
You know. I'm hoping, again, these are rumors, but they're starting to heat up a lot. It's looking like less of rumors, but, you know, I would hope, personally, I would just want them to go to an old new console at that point, you know?
Yeah, they always do it.
They just jump right to PS6, but at the same time, like, this probably be the most underwhelming generation ever, and I say that being aware of what PS3 was.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, definitely for me, I would say not something I even care about or care to get. So it's kind of like right over my head with this one. I'm definitely not interested.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see it be a beneficial for obviously whoever doesn't have a PS5. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this I is guess
right. Like, I obviously for people who already have been having the console since launch, it might be a little like, you know, what is the reason why we're getting this? But, you know, we kind of expected this anyways coming from PlayStation because, you know, obviously they have to come out. They have to come out with all these models. I mean, we're not going to see a PS6 until fucking maybe 2026. Yeah, exactly. So, you know what I mean? Like, they you got to let them go through their whole, you know, phases. And, you know, obviously, we're always going to say, like, whichever one you pick, you're gonna stay with that one until the next generation.
Yeah. Right?
Like, yeah. And especially because we have more, I think it's different nowadays versus like how it was back in the day, because at least like back in the day, you know, you're stuck with something. I mean, yeah, you can upgrade it, but I think they just made it a little more easier to customize the, you know, the memory, whatever, if it's an update for the graphics, whatever the case is, it's something that could be easily like managed. Back in the day, it was almost like, all right, now I really want to get rid of this version of your current console because the pros actually benefited of you actually upgrading, like the memory, the more graphics on that, right? So now again, like, because we have the original ones, I feel like it's not really much to upgrade. But again, for new people that wanting to get into PS5, I think it would be great for them.
You can remove
mostly. That's what it's mostly about, right?
So yeah, it would have been smarter to go that route, but of course they gotta make a whole new model.
There we go.
Yeah, I mean, Don definitely called it. He said he's gonna be a pro, and what do you know, there's a pro coming. So
yeah, he definitely did call it.
I feel like
at this point it's pretty predictable in what they're gonna do.
Yeah, they have like a thing.
Yeah. Like, it was you know, they did it with the PlayStation 2, then they had the PlayStation 2 Slim, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 3 Slim.
But those weren't pro models, though.
No, but I'm saying is, like, they they had like a second version of it before they went to the next gen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, so this is technically a third version.
And then as soon as we get to technically.
Yeah, because we got a PS5 Slim. PS5 Pro.
Yeah, so yeah, no, you're right. This is basically the third gen. But
wait, didn't we get a PS4, a PS4 Slim, and then a PS4 Pro too? I thought we got a PS4 Slim.
No. For PlayStation 4, like I know that it on the outside it looked pretty much exactly the same. It was just that one side had like that shiny top and the other one didn't. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
How there was like it was sectioned off by that line that lights up the LED. One side of it was like shiny, and then the next gen it got rid of that. It had like that matte type of like finish that that PlayStation 4 had before they jumped to the PlayStation 4 Pro.
How about you just put all the good stuff the first time, and then just move on to the next generation?
That would be nice. It would be, but unfortunately, it's not how things go.
Yeah, or make the system right. And then make it like a computer. Like you have to buy it straight from PlayStation. Oh, you want to upgrade to like a higher resolution or higher, you know, GPU and stuff? We'll sell you the part and you can easily put it in because we made it so you can do it yourself.
But at that point, you just basically bought a PC at that point.
Wow. Yeah, but it's marketed as PlayStation.
All right.
See, I'm following you 100%. And actually, I would agree with you that I hope they do that. However...
All right,
but it'd be smart. Cause they can
it's still, a great idea. Fantastic idea.
They could still sell the GPU at a higher price, and they're still getting their money's worth than making a whole new system. You know,
right?
Yeah.
And they're saving money on making a whole new system. Which you also called. I don't know what their plan is. I wish I was like, I knew somebody from there. Yeah, fucking sucks. But all right, let's move on to the next thing that I really want to talk about. That's you know, I gotta scratch this itch. It's Dragon Dogma 2. So the first thing that bothered me is the 30 frames, which is okay, I guess, because it. Playing the game itself, like if you look past the frame rate, it's fun, I guess. I'm playing it right now and I'm like almost level 20 and I'm having a little bit of fun, but I can't, it's really bothering me with the frame skips and the drops and all that stuff. And then I have a whole list of different things that bothers me. So one thing is that there's no true lock on. Why is there no lock on? You can't lock onto your enemy. It's like all automatic circle thing that comes onto when you're like casting a spell or doing something. All
right.
Because I'm a sorcerer. So it's so weird because I could be facing the opposite way, try to cast something while it locked on the first time. And then I'm casting behind me. But why? I don't want to do that.
That sounds retarded.
It is retarded. No. The combat is a little slow. Like, why do I have to like wait for my spell to be casted? I don't want to sit there for like an extra 20 seconds waiting for a spell that I'm getting fucking wailed on.
And then the craziest part is like in video games, 20 seconds is a lot of time.
It is. So I'm casting a spell. I'm trying to cast a spell, and it's like, oh, this spell is more powerful, so it's gonna take longer to cast. And I'm like, okay, well, I got six fucking enemies around me attacking me, and I'm far away, but they're fast as shit. And I'm casting, and it's taking forever. And then I get hit, and it cancels. I'm like,
oh, damn.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? So your main character doesn't talk. Why did you set me up to make a voice for him?
Oh, I hate that so much.
So that makes no sense. He just goes, I'm like, what the fuck are you pointing at? Use your words. That's why we pick the voice for you. So
dude, that's the most annoying part about video games. Obviously, like when you make a voice and then you don't.
It doesn't make sense. So obviously the stuttering. And then I encountered a quest it's called In Dragon's Wake or something like that. And it was like accompanied Gregor to the Capitol or something like that. And I went and you follow him to a path through a path. And then it glitched out where we ended up doing a full circle for no reason. And then we just did that same path again. I was like, what am I doing here? Why we come back in like a full circle? I don't understand. Like, that's stupid. And then like the whole having to equip your spells in at the campfire or back at the main place or whatever, that's fucking stupid. Dark Souls does that. I hate it. Like, I should be able to accumulate all my spells and then switch in my menu whenever I feel like it. I hate when you have to go to like somewhere specific to equip your spell.
Oh, that's
me. That bothers me.
They should, yeah, just like what they do in Skyrim, you can just go into your little menu and just pick whichever one you want to equip for that moment.
And then there was another mission that I did that you have to like open up you break a guy out of jail, basically, and you got to like sneak through.
Prison break!
But I figured it out because it's not true sneak, because you just have the guys that the officers just don't, when they don't look at you, you just open the gate. Like, you can walk in front of them as long as you don't touch the cell doors. They won't attack you, but it's so fucking stupid.
What?
They're like, oh, you could be here, but as long as we turn around and you open the gate, I will not know that you're breaking somebody out. It's the dumbest thing. So there's no fucking crouch. There's no sneak move, but they're telling you to sneak a guy out. Like, if you walk out with the guy in the cell and they look at you, how are you supposed to get away from that? There's like, it's like no true fast travel where you open the map, you pick the main place, and then you fast travel there. That's a pain in the ass.
It seemed like they were trying to go for like how they based it off of the first one, because it's like the old school PS.
Then you could travel. Yes,
three kind of like the way it saves at certain points.
You gotta be sure that when you're fighting a boss, that you save right before you fight the fucking boss. Because if you die, you either get to load back the save that you had,
is it better than the first one?
Load back the spot where you last slept at. I was pissed because I went, ended up fighting a boss, and I didn't save it. And the last place that I rested was like half an hour ago, and I lost all that experience that I got walking to the boss.
I was about to ask you, like, did you learn this the hard way, or did you, like...
What do you think? What did that sound like?
It sounded like you learned that the hard way. Like, that sounds bad.
Hybrid.
And half an hour worth of experience and equipment? Oh, my
God. Bro, I was, like, level 4 on my... What do they call those things? It starts with a V. It's some shit that they call it for your skill set, basically. Like, sorcerer, mage, thief, stuff like that.
Okay.
Each set that each skill set that you acquire or you pick that you want to make like your main core, you level that thing up, and then you can go back to the main spot. You can change between them if you like, and then like I could be a sorcerer for like a few like a week, and then level that up, and then go back and switch to like a thief on my same character, and then level that up.
Yeah.
So when you level up the individual, I guess you say classes.
Yeah.
And let's say you level up your sorcerer to like level 15 and then you switch to like a rogue or some shit. Does that save the level that you did?
Yeah, that saves the level that you did. You have
I noticed that when I was watching Nick play it, because he was watching it. He was playing it on Twitch. And then, guys, if you were watching, you follow us on Twitch too. You know, I touched
their individual levels.
But yeah, I noticed that because on like Elden Ring, for instance, you get the like you said, you get the particularly upgrade like your sorcery or like your stamina or something. You know, any of that manually. But yeah, I noticed that.
Overall,
once you just level up, it just does it all automatically.
It's playable, it's fun, it's beautiful, it looks good. I just hate the stuttering. I hate that there's no checkpoints. I hate that the spells take long. It's like dumb shit, my personal opinion shit, you know what I mean? So,
but some of the stuff that you brought up actually makes a good point, though.
Like, dumb stuff like that should be, you know, updated or made like work more efficiently. But I think that's just how this game is specifically and how they perceive it to be. But
it seemed like they were kind of forgetting for like how they just did after the first one, because it was like the old school PS like 3 kind of like the way it should be.
I don't want that shit. I didn't enjoy the first one. I have the first one on my Switch. It's not enjoyable. The second one plays a little bit. It's plays a little bit better than the first one, but it's still the little stupid things that I mentioned is like in this type of game that should be already.
Yeah,
like,
it looks solid.
You know what I mean?
It seemed like they really try to go for like the team aspect because that's probably why they give you a bunch of other characters that are like more offensive, more particular in those builds. Like they have like a sorcerer character part of your team and like a somebody that has more strength.
Yeah, like for the I play a sorcerer class, so your basic move is called like magic. It's like magic burst or some dumb shit like that. And you're just doing like these weird little wave things to the enemy, and they take almost no damage. I'm like, bro, I'm almost level 20, and I'm doing nothing to these guys. What is happening? Like, I don't know if I'm missing something, but there's, from what I see, there's no real way to like upgrade your stats, so you can't go in and like add points to your attack or points to your magic or points to your dexterity and stuff like that. It's automatically generated. So when you level up, it tells you based off your class, it says you're going to get like 4 extra points on magic and then, you know, less on strength and less on other stuff. I don't know. I'm just lost the words for dumb shit like that. Yeah. Yeah, which I don't, you can like on your class you can add these things called augments, I think they're called, and those give you like extra stats, like it like helps you cast faster or it makes you slightly stronger. You take more damage but at the loss of something else, you know, it's like a sacrifice type thing. And then it's like different stuff like that. I mean, I'm still pretty early in the game, so there's still stuff I probably have to learn. I might sound like a dumbass to some people who actually like aren't really into the game. And, you know, I'm glad that you're enjoying it, but this is just my personal opinion and how I feel about the game.
Probably go castrate the comments.
Which is fine, because like, this is just how I feel and how I, you know, see the game and what I don't like about it. So I'm sure there's different ways to work around all the problems that I have, but I just haven't figured that out yet myself. Gotcha. Again, I'm like in the middle because these things bother me, but at the same time, the game is like a fun, beautiful game. So. Yeah, and then they have these things. So in the first one, you already start off basically with a group. It's like, I think it's like a thief, a magician,
and fighter,
a warrior, or whatever. Mm. And in this one, you have these things called, these people called pawns. So you create your own pawn, which is basically your partner that's going to be with you no matter what at all times. You level up with him. You have special abilities that like augment the way you play, and how what affects you also affects him. So if I get extra like stamina up on my person like permanently, my partner does too, and that's stuff like that. Cool. Yeah, that's so cool. You can go to the stone and see other people's pawns, so they can see my pawn as well.
Okay,
so that's where the online aspect comes, but it's not true online.
I guess that Nintendo online shit.
Yeah. Nintendo online. My pawn is on the internet right now. So if Nick plays and looks for my pawn specifically, he can use my pawn as a partner.
What type of slavery shit is this?
Yeah, so
that's wild. Not the slavery shit.
So when you touch the stone, it gives you a wide area, like all the pawns just show up as like ghosts almost, like they're like blue, that's whatever, cool, around you. And then you can choose between, like, you can sacrifice these things. I forgot what they're called, but they look like little soul things. You could sacrifice them to hire a pawn. And when you do special quests with pawn that the person, like, set up for, you can add a special quest to your pawn and give that next person in a special item from your inventory. Like, you can set, like, go kill an ogre with my pawn at night. And then your reward would be like a sword that I didn't want. Okay, pretty cool. Like that.
It sounds like you don't like the game too much, but
it's like I said, it's like I'm in the middle about it.
I ain't gonna hold you when you said there's no lock on, right?
So it's no true lock on. So like for me as a sorcerer, when I cast a spell,
it's just going everywhere.
As I'm casting a spell, a fake lock-on type thing comes up, but it depends on where I'm aiming. And then it'll stay on that, but if I move, it'll go off the character, like go off the enemy.
Oh, hold up. What class are you, Nick? Are you a class?
I'm a fighter. I'm more close range.
All right, but so how's the combat with the fighter? Is it like, I know it's by camp combat. Is that Devil May Cry like?
So I mean, it's you only basically get like two kind of like attacks, right? You got impaled and then just your light attacks, and you're just mostly just really up on the enemies. Like you're just constantly up there. So I don't really have that issue like what he's describing, because it gets a different class. It's a different style. So that's probably why he's having issues like that. But
yeah, sorry, I didn't mention that, guys, but that's just off of my sorcerer class. Yeah. I did not play as any other class yet.
Right. So how's the game? I don't know if you mentioned it yet, but how's the game run on your PS5?
Oh, I thought I mentioned that earlier. You did. It's 30 frames for sure.
I'm only asking because I want to put it in somebody's face when I get
it. Bro, it's frame drops. Sometimes I can't see the number exactly, so I'm just gonna assume from how I play.
You can tell something's lower.
Yeah, I can tell what the. Like a range of what the frames are, because I play on my Steam Deck and I can at least go up to 60 on that. So I know what dips look like. So every once in a while, I'll probably hit around like high 30s.
Okay.
So it does become smooth at like certain points and throughout the game. But once it gets to 30, it stays there for a little bit, but you start getting like these weird stutters and stuff like that.
That's interesting. I won't lie.
It's like in and out.
That's interesting. Huh.
It's playable for sure, but from how I've been playing my games lately, like almost all 60,
you're like, oh my god, this shit is jarred.
it's like going back to PS4, bro.
We know Muscle Man Nick over there with his beefy PC. Yeah, probably.
I didn't know you were playing it on PC, so you're probably having a better experience.
Well, of course. I think it's a little cheaper on CD keys too, right?
Yeah, that's exactly where I got it from.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. And so that's pretty cool. All right. So, if you had to give a game out of 10, what would you give it?
I'd probably give it like an 8.
Really? As much complaining as you was doing, I don't think it even be.
It was gonna be like a 5, no, 4.
Again, it's stupid little stuff that bothers me.
But it doesn't hurt the game.
It's like, again, it's still playable. It's still fun. Like, despite having to take forever to cast spells, once you cast a spell and you like doing damage, it's fucking satisfying.
Okay.
It looks beautiful. The spell casting looks good, like the animation and the, you know, the effects and stuff is pretty dope. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact, like earlier before we got on the podcast, I was playing and I was fighting this big ass fucking ogre. He was huge. He was like the size of a tree. And two of my guys, I got four pawns. I got an archer, a warrior, another mage, because if two mages cast together, the cast time is reduced.
Okay.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So me and the other mage.
Then. That's cool.
Yeah. So me and the other mage, we cast together and we're both doing damage. So my one mage gives me the power up to where they give fire to all your weapons. So I have fire damage when she casts that. And by the time she casts that, I'm casting like a lightning thunder thing coming down. Mm-hmm. And we fuck up the ogre. And then the other two, the archer and the warrior, are on the fucking ogre's back, knocking him down while me and the other one is fucking casting like spells doing like electric fire and shit.
Fuck with that.
Like stuff like that is cool. That's what I'm saying. Like there's not a balance, but it's some things that you really like and then some things that you really don't like.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So okay. I'm having fun with it, but then again, I'm not having fun with it once those problems come up.
So my experience is a little different. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
So my experience is completely different from his. There is like, so I wrote down all the things that he had an issue with mostly. But I'll go over them like a little later. So from my experience having from it, I'm not really having too much. Like I do see dips, but they're not astronomical. Like I would say, it's just like, it's really just not like okay. going down to like 30 frames or anything like
you're
that.
You're also playing on PC. So you're,
but we also have these problems with a lot of games at launch, right? Like it could be good on one platform, but then shit on the other two platforms.
It really depends on who the main platform they're developing it for. That's what's
that was a big thing.
Nine times out of 10 it's PC.
Right.
Yeah,
that was definitely a big thing with Cyberpunk 2077. Like all the consoles, it looked like you were playing with Play-Doh on your screen.
It did.
Meanwhile, on PC, it was the only one that it looked like clear.
But that thing, Angel, you could tell that that PC was the starting point for the game.
I didn't have sure.
And the consoles, PS4 and Xbox One, were just like afterthought.
When I played it on my laptop, like I didn't have any issues with it. It ran it pretty smooth. But like when I was to go on YouTube or something, and I'll see gameplay from it, it looked like it was
playing at Vice City.
it looked like there was just Play-Doh in your screen. They're just moving around.
You had video experience. I had actual physical eye seeing experience. there was a time I had Alex. I brought my laptop to Alex's house to hang out, and I was playing Cyberpunk on the laptop versus him on the Xbox One. And my God, what a difference!
That's huge, huge difference.
Yeah, but so I wasn't having like much of a like experience with that. The graphics, like you got to remember, like I mean, Capcom is known for having like okay-ish graphics. If it's not Street Fighter, that's a little different. But
Resident Evil too.
I'm saying from one of their top dogs. But yeah, again, like Dogma is pretty big up there. But again, I don't think they were just worrying about too much of the heavy graphics. Like that's true. Like I don't think that was a part of the plan. Like I know that should be standard. I get it. I understand that should be standardized, especially like into this day of age of gaming. I get it. But there's some things where I feel like they kind of sacrifice a little bit of, it still looks good. And it looks a little different. Again, if you played on PC, it looks actually good. If you got, depending on what type of monitor and display and graphics card you have, obviously those are trinkets. But I'm saying like, I don't think that was really their goal. Their goal was mostly like really capturing the gameplay of like being in medieval times, right? I think that's why I'm saying, if I looked at Danny when he said like the sluggish movements, I think they were trying to capture when you swing a sword, because as a fighter I'm swinging a sword and it's actually like how you would swing a sword in real life. Okay. So again, like that's what I mean, like it is kind of sluggish. You would expect it to be a little faster, especially when you play part one, because part one was more faster paced. Like it was faster
paced.
It was a little faster than that.
Dan is like,
it was a little.
Pull it up on my Switch right now. It's not.
I think it was. I played it. I don't know how long ago he's played it, but I played it recently, and I thought it was a little faster than that.
You're not playing on the Switch. The Switch is locked. Is a lock 30. That's probably what he means.
Right.
The Switch is a lock 30.
So I
just got all the fucked up experience then now.
I don't know, man. It's just like, and I think mostly like Dogma was like really solely made like, because I think the first one came out. I don't know how true this is. Don't quote me, but I think the first one came out first on PC. Then it made its way onto the platforms.
I think
Dogma one.
That's what I'm saying. So I think the main primary focus was this was supposed to be a PC games, and it just inherited, you know, to other platforms.
So you don't care about the fast travel and the lock.
I'm still getting to that. So the thing is, like overall, like I'm having a great time personally. Like, besides the small things like he's kind of mentioned, it's not a bad game in general, bro.
That's
like
what I said. Yeah,
it's not a bad game in general. I do like having a team. It does, like, especially like what Danny was saying, like if you have the right pawns in your group, in your party, you know, it does help you out significantly. You know what I mean? Because there is, and it's like Dark Souls in a way where it's like, you can derail from the main quest and end up going to the whole opposite side of the map where you could probably be already at the end of the game.
Can I add something before I forget?
Yeah.
So there with the quest. So the first thing is the pawns that you have in your team, other than your own, do not level up. The only way that you can get so you would always have to go back to the stone, get new pawns that are at a higher level.
Yeah.
And that's when you sacrifice that soul thing to hire them.
Right.
So you can have the same pawns for like 5 or 6 missions, but they'll be like 5 or 6 missions levels behind.
Mine. Yeah.
So you'd have to go back to the stone, rehire new ones, and do it that way.
Which is
all right. But you got to make sure that whatever items that you give them, that you get back, because you can have them hold certain items for you because there's a weight thing, just like Dark Souls, which I fucking hate. I hate the weight thing. Because literally just having my equipment on makes me heavy. I'm like, what the fuck?
I know. I hold you. When y'all made me play Dark Souls the first time, I fucking hated that.
And that's then the other worst thing.
No,
the
other, no. The other thing, you hate it. Come on. I try to recreate him on Dogma. Like, come on.
So the other thing before I let you go back is the thing with the side missions is that they're time sensitive, and they do if like say that somebody's being attacked, if a mercenary comes up to you, say, hey, so and so's being attacked, we need to go help them, you cannot just walk away and do another mission and expect that mission to steep.
No, because they'll die. Yep, permanently.
And then that'll be a consequence in the future.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
So there are time sensitive missions, which I think is pretty cool. So I'm like, all right, fuck, I gotta hold off on this one and go help this motherfucker. But you're getting experience and different items off of that too.
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's more about, like, again, like Don just said, it's more immersive. It wants you to really admire like the environment and stuff like that.
Which makes sense, like, with the cast spelling, because, you know, in movies and shows and stuff, they take their time to cast spells and stuff.
Right.
But I still fucking hate it. I hate it in movies and shows. I hate it in games.
Yeah.
I want to be able to do like fucking Diablo and just light up the whole fucking with everything.
Yeah.
Well,
but, yeah, so what I'm encountering so far, I mean, look, as far as the good thing, I'm enjoying the game. I don't really have too much issues behind it. I do agree with Danny with, okay, so the lock-ons. Yeah, that is pretty annoying. You know, especially like you're targeting a specific enemy and you end up going towards another enemy, or like you miss completely and it's really difficult. The enemies, I think that's I don't know if he mentioned that, but like that's the part that I was having is like, so if I had a quest that took me directly to like the other side of the map, and then I had to retrack and go back there, right? Like he said, he mentioned that no fast traveling. So it's mostly on foot, or you can hop on a carriage.
But that carriage only goes to specific places.
Yeah. You can't go everywhere. You got to go to like, it'll take you to like specific spots. Correct.
But like I mentioned earlier, you get these stones that if you unlock it in that main area, you get these stones that you can place throughout anywhere. Like you can literally be like, hey, I want to come back here later. Bam, put a stone down, fast travel to the main spot, do another mission, and then you can always go back to that spot again.
It's big, bro. It's
When you open the map and you look at it, it doesn't look big, but bro, you're walking everywhere.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah, So
y'all make me want about to go wipe the CD keys in my day. I kind of y'all selling me on it. I mean, maybe Danny not so much.
So
it sounds like more of a 7 out of 10, but for Nick, it sounds like he's it's a low 9-ish.
Yeah, out of 10. Yeah. Because it's like, it, besides like the lock ons, I don't really care too much about the voices, because most of the time, like, you're going to get, you got those games that the computers are actually just talking to you, and you just have to, because they want you to like pick the choices in each time they, you know, like what they want you to do. So they don't really care about the voices. The stamina is the biggest, and I said this if you watch this on my Twitch, the stamina is the biggest enemy in the game, because once that's low, they like, you cannot unblock, you can't do nothing, they're just gonna demolish you.
Where you like, you swing,
let me tell you something.
I hope not.
With a sorcerer, not only it takes long to fucking use a spell
but to cast, right?
But when you cast, and that cast is a powerful one, it will drain your stamina. So not only you're taking forever,
yeah, like, to see people with their own clicks, like everybody had their own class, spell, and you get the going,
you
with your
can't
friends,
fucking run away because you got no goddamn stamina. So next thing you know, you're hit with a fucking club, and now you got to start over because what happened? I forgot to save the game.
Yep. And when they take you back to the checkpoint, the checkpoint is like way back there.
Yeah, it's back at the main spot. Yeah. It's either where you rested or where you saved.
So yeah, no checkpoints, no travels, which again, because I think like, when this is what I said on the stream, I was like, when they mean quests, they mean actual quests. There's no fast traveling, there's no tricks to it, there's no horses.
Motherfucker, you're going on an adventure.
Basically, that's what it sounds like.
But that's how they make you play the game longer, right? Like that's
you could take like an hour just to do one
just to get to one spot. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep. Yep. So again, like,
it's not necessarily a bad thing, because on the way to that mission, you're fighting, you're doing little stupid things, you're collecting and stuff like that, and it's fun. It makes you feel immersed.
Hmm.
But why so far? Why can't I fast travel? Give me a fucking horse.
Like when I went back to when I had to go across the entire map just to get a fruit, like right down, like it was like a fruit, kind of like a fruit pouch or whatever. I had to go all the way back to go give her to give a kid a fruit pouch, and
because you was not fast traveling.
Yeah, you're not fast traveling.
You was gonna use those calves today.
The enemies. It was wave at. So every five steps you take, Aaron, it would be mostly enemies after enemies.
I've
after
bullshit
enemies.
You not, Aaron, is like Pokemon, like the first Pokemon. Every step in the grass would be a Pokemon to fight.
Oh my god!
And they're not. They don't. It's not just one or two. They're in fucking like packs.
So I wouldn't say to bash the game so far. I would say like it is a kind of a rough like start, I would say, because I do feel like the game will be a lot more enjoyable when we have more powers or have more stronger weapons, armors, whatever the
Which
case
is. Why I gave it 8, because there's still good in it.
Right.
All the stuff that I mentioned were just little dumb personal things, but I'm still having fun. I just unlocked for my casts on stuff. I got a whole bunch of different spells that I put on my thing, and I'm fucking people up.
Right.
So
I do wish that part of it was, because I don't know if me and Don, we were talking about it too. It's like, we wasn't sure if this one, like if the first one actually had online or, you know what I mean? I don't know if it did or not, but the thing is, like, I think it would have been a lot more better if we actually had the online capability. Like, I just think.
Oh, yeah, real quick. I would say they did have a Dogma online. It is a separate from the original
the online thing
one.
Was,
it was called
been better.
Dark Arisen.
Should have been able to play with
Dragon Dogma.
Yeah, especially if you're going to make us walk everywhere.
Yeah, like a separate.
Maybe down the line, I hope.
Okay.
I doubt it,
right?
Because the first one wasn't like that. But there's another thing that I do like is that when somebody goes down, your pawn will go pick that guy up right now. And bring him to you, or you
maybe
can pick him up and go to a safe place with him, like Fortnite.
I will say they do try, but in the process of them trying, they do get fucked up quick, though.
They do. they are what they're called. They're pawns. Like, you literally send them to go take all the aggro, and then you do your thing.
But like Don said, like, we compared it to like Dark Souls when we were talking about so if you would summon, like, your summonings, like how fast like they would die in the boss battles, or even just like if you're in a hard area and you summon them, how quick do they die? I was like, no. The pawns, they're actually as strong as they're pretty strong. Like,
again, they go off of the level. So your pawn is usually around the same level as you. And then when the pawns you collect, that bases off of what level you hired.
Right.
So if you hire, like if you have enough soul things and you hire a high ass level pawn, you're Gucci. Like you can just send him out to go fuck this guy up real quick. You can cast your dispels or throw fucking bombs or whatever you got to do. And you'd be good because it's not as easy as Dark Souls how they die. Your computers are pretty useful.
Okay, right. That's good then. At least they're not just like being tossed out. The AI, the first couple hits.
The AI is good in this game.
So, but like, again, like, so as far as anybody really experiencing these like sign, like these like kind of like minimal like kind of issues with like graphics, frames, lock on, but these are things that can be added on later. You know what I mean? If they can fix it, will they? We don't know. But I do think like it's a really good game. I do believe this might be a stretch, but I do feel like it might be a nominee because it's like if you go on YouTube right now, you look up anything that's gaming related, everybody and their moms are streaming this game already.
We are early in like, the year, so there's still time to improve. And if they improve those little dumbass things,
I could see it being a nominee. Yes. Not saying it's the greatest, not saying it's the game of the year. I would say it will be, exactly. I think it's going to be in the nominations for sure. But so far, I like it.
What's your rating? That's the first one. That's the one I have. Yeah. I didn't get too far in it to know if there's multiplayer or not, but I didn't notice any multiplayer.
Yeah. I don't think it did.
I hope so, because that would be really cool. All
right. My rating? You said my rating? I feel like it'll be... I think I'll agree. I think it would be an 8, too. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like, cool. That's a safe spot to put it.
Right. Yeah.
It sounds like tonight I know what I'm getting.
Are you going to get it?
I'm going to get it. I didn't want to, but this is actually one of the first games that I actually spent full price on.
I won't be doing that, but good job for you, dumb Danny.
But despite all the dumbass things that I mentioned,
you can't sell the seas on that one. It's going to be hard.
Yeah, but despite all the dumb shit that I mentioned, I'm still having fun with it.
Right.
So I didn't waste my money.
Okay, cool.
Exactly. I feel the same way on Ronin. So.
That's not my kind of game. So since we're still talking about Dragon Dogma, we already said all the stuff about the frames and stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's what's up with the whole 30 frames thing? Like moving forward, it seems like 30 frames per second is sneaking up on all the gamers. You know what I mean? So I heard that GTA 6 is gonna be
exactly. That's the crazy thing. I know people are pissed off by that one.
GTA 6 is gonna be 30 frames too. So however you're playing Dragon's Dogma now is what GTA 6 is gonna look like.
You're playing Dragon's Dogma. How you can be playing GTA 6? it's crazy to me because I thought now I'm a technical person to an extent. I knew 30 frames wasn't going to be completely gone during the PS4 era. That's just because those consoles were weak. They were anemic when they first came out.
PS5,
they were. They, if you know anything about tech, you know the PS4 and Xbox One were very weak when they came out. But I thought with at least with the PS5 and the Series X that like, you know, that was going to like go away because like they're. Those are the closest consoles have ever been to PCs. I'm not saying they're matching the 4K abilities of PCs. I'm just saying those are the closest. These are the closest they've been to actually at least like being compared to a PC, right? That's what I'm saying. And so I just like thought that, you know, okay, well, performance mode and what's the other mode everyone always chooses? The other graphics mode people be choosing in the game. There's performance mode and then there's what? What's the fidelity mode,
fidelity or quality,
right? And I thought that, you know, they will at least give it the choice between that. But knowing a game of Grand Theft Auto's stature, and they're already saying that they're having problems with development right now, it's falling behind right now.
So no one a game like that, I don't see them ever even having a mode like that, you know? Because like GTA pushes the boundaries of tech so much, you know, sprawling open world NPCs all doing what they're having their own daily lives and stuff like that. Very CPU limited, CPU bound and all that stuff. So it's just like I don't expect that to run at 60. And honestly, even I heard reports saying that don't even expect the PS5 Pro to run at 60. That's insane to me.
That's wild. I'm done with this fucking world, bro.
That's wild to me. If that's the case, like don't expect that. Now, granted, Microsoft announced that they have a stronger Xbox that's not a mid-generation refresh. I think that what they say is like it's a whole new console. They have a whole new Xbox coming out. I don't know when, but it's on the horizon. So maybe they'll be able to do it. I don't know. But I think we're like, obviously price plays a role in it. You know, they don't want you to buy, they want to charge you $1,000 for a gaming console. So they're not going to be as powerful as they probably should be. But like, a lot of games were like choosing 30 frames as the option. And a lot of these games that choosing 30 frames as the option, you would think they look amazing graphically. But some of them actually don't.
But who the fuck are these companies listening to?
I mean,
like most people would choose performance over quality.
I mean,
you don't think so?
Most gamers, yes, I'll say that. Most gamers would choose that. Mm-hmm. But not anybody.
There's a big percentage that doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. Precisely. Like Nick said, there's a big percentage that does not.
I'm sorry. This is my personal opinion, but y'all some dumbass.
No, I agree. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I don't know who would choose 4K over 60 or 120.
Why do we need that? Don't you want it to play smoother? Oh, they prefer the choppy, all the stuttering.
They probably think it's like a movie. Like,
but if I see the lighting off my face and the sweat drop down, that's more important.
I want to see his chest hair blow in the wind. That's what they were. That's what they want. They want to see his chest hair blow in the wind. They want to see his biceps, the veins bulge out his biceps. That's what they want to see. Go
fucking watch a movie then.
Yeah, that's what we're
doing. Just go watch a movie. We need performance first. We need to, you know, make sure that this is running at an optimal level while we're playing it.
All these years in gaming, for whatever times that the games came out, we always had the quality.
Yeah.
Because back then, we like PS4, we seen those graphics, we were like, damn, that looks amazing.
Yeah.
PS3, damn, that looks amazing. Super Nintendo, damn, that looks amazing.
It did. It did.
Not once have I heard that the gaming console, damn, look how smooth it runs.
Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah.
You only hear that with PC.
That's true. You don't ever hear. Look how smooth it runs. Now, apparently, and there was a big thing on Twitter one time, like a couple weeks ago. Y'all might have seen it. This Nintendo fanboy guy was talking about something. How 30 frames per second isn't too bad. Literally, a lot of you not.
Is that more
every
preferable when it comes
person
to turn-based games?
Him,
because you're not moving that much.
It was the biggest tweet on Twitter for a long time, and it was calling him an idiot.
I got tired of playing my Switch because of the 30
frames. he was saying 30 frames is too bad. Then he said the human eye can't tell the difference between 30 frames and 60. Yes, they can.
My dumbass eyes can figure that out.
I should have shared the tweet. It's not big anymore. But he was getting nailed in the
rightfully so. Oh, your eyes can't tell the difference between 30 frames.
He was getting nailed.
I think they just make monitors to 144 or whatever, 240, whatever it is.
Like Beyond
Two
Souls.
There's no reason for it.
It was crazy. It was like, because me, I don't know, I'm sensitive to frames. So I can see the difference.
I can tell the difference too.
You know what I mean?
Dude, you can see the difference. You can feel the difference. You can just look at it and you're like, yeah, something's not right there.
Exactly. And like, I guess the question I was posed to you guys would be, is the game ruined if it runs at 30 frames per second to y'all?
It's not ruined. It's not ruined.
No, not
it
necessarily
just,
ruined.
It just lowers the quality of the
experience. Depending on the game. Not playing Devil May Cry at 30. I'm not playing that.
I played Devil May Cry on 30 for a long time.
Which one?
The first three.
No, really? Those run at 60.
Do they?
Yes.
On PS2?
On PS2, they run at 60.
Well, then my dumbass eyes just couldn't figure that out.
No, they do. They literally run at 60. They do.
Maybe that's why I want 60 all the time.
Yeah, because like
That makes sense.
Yeah, that I was about to say, that would make more sense if that was the case.
Yeah, that would.
That's
that would
probably
make more
why
sense.
I always prefer 60 over anything else.
Like a game on PS2 that runs at 30 would be Resident Evil 4. That runs at 30.
Like, sound like RPG games. I feel like they focus more on
like
the Devil
May Cry 3,
more
2,
than
and 1,
the graphics when it comes to, like,
I guess
they're
thinking
the
is
Ronin,
that, you know,
for instance, like,
it's fast.
A lot of more detail into it, so it's not gonna
stream speed.
Pay too much attention.
That's a huge reason why 60, at least 60, would be the preferable frame rate.
Right.
Meanwhile, they have all these higher end games that are only like pushing 30 frames, and it's like,
exactly. You get a better like response, like a feedback to your control versus you and the controller in the game.
Is that why? So is that why you don't touch your Switch no more? That's, you said something interesting. Is why you don't touch your Switch?
I'm just talking shit, but I don't touch my Switch because I don't touch my Switch because I got a Steam Deck.
I got you.
And a PS5.
Okay.
So I don't
I haven't
The kids play the Switch. If it's still in use, yes, it's still in use. The kids play the Switch.
Okay. I mean, turn base is fine. Turn base can be 30. To me, turn base can be 30.
I agree with that.
Turn
base
can be 30. Yeah, no, that makes a lot more sense. But
not if it's like,
outside of that, no.
Not
but
if
for
it's
me
like Tales of Arise turn base. That cannot be 30.
For me personally, I don't even play turn base games anymore.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that, so.
I forgot.
So that shit don't matter.
He don't like point and click. He don't like all that shit.
I don't like
despite
point and
the
click.
Fact that he grew up with Final Fantasy.
I don't like that either. I like having a lot more control over my character.
That's ridiculous.
Like, there's, you really, go ahead, Don. That was, so that's, I agree with you on that one. Like, certain games, depending on how they play and what, like, how the mechanics are, can get away with clicks.
Last of Us Part 2 ran at a 30 on PS4.
No. I mean, like, as far as like the turn based. Oh,
like
Beyond Two Souls was actually a fun point and click. That was a fun moving
corny
game. For the time.
You're selling yourself.
No.
I guess
there wasn't much going on in there to have like better frames anyway.
Going on in there.
And like for instance, turn base would be like Sea of Stars. That's actually a really fun turn base game because you when you attack, it's like timed. It's kind of like Mario Superstars. So when you go to attack and you time it and you hit them, you do extra damage. That makes me more like feel like I'm doing more than just pressing a button and just waiting for it to happen.
Yeah.
Okay,
I feel more engaged. Like stuff like that would make sense for me personally.
I got you. Was it? What's the frame rate of Rise of the Ronin? What's the frame rate on there?
It's not, yeah.
Hold on, wait a minute. It's not. Is it 30 or 60? Or is it very?
Probably old? 30.
That's crazy if it's 30. Looking like that? I wouldn't think it would be 30.
It could be running at 60. Who knows?
Or it probably goes up to 60, but it doesn't stay at 60.
It probably fluctuates up.
So, All right, so it says performance mode usually trades usual qualities for higher frame rate. So the game runs smoothly at 60 frames per second.
Yeah, just like typical PS5 games.
Yeah, on the latest consoles. Rise of the Ronin's performance dips to 40 frames per second, according to...
Which isn't bad. 40 frames is not terrible.
It's not. I mean...
According to the one poster, while ray tracing mode sometimes goes low as 20.
Jeez.
That's your precious ray tracing
effect right there.
Dude, at 20 frames, you can watch each frame.
Yeah, you can. It's a slideshow. It's a slideshow at that point.
Actually, funny enough, before I had Nick take a look at my laptop for me, I was having issues like that, where I'd be playing like Need for Speed Heat, and then my frames would drop down to like 14.
Jesus.
And I would have to sit there and just pause it and just wait for the frames to come back up before I start playing again.
Watching a movie at that point, that's the crazy thing.
No, I was watching a slideshow at that point. Bro, basically, but yeah. like I said, once Nick fixed it, I didn't have that issue anymore.
Okay. That's what ray tracing gets you, 20 frames.
That's what ray tracing gets you, 20 frames. That's interesting. And they're apparently doubling down on that for the next console. So I don't know how that's going to work.
I think it's going to be a little more optimized though, because again, because it's not given. I don't think it's going to be like kind of an option like on PC where you can just kind of turn it off and turn it off. Because again, it's supposed to just make the colors and the actual, like, you're actually seeing the texture in the skin or even the colors in the plants.
Right.
It's just to make it a lot more better looking, basically, is the best way I can summarize it. But in the PS5, if it's going forward, if we're talking about ray tracing being optimized mostly, there's not going to be like a function for you to turn it on. It's just going to be naturally like that. So they just have to find a way to how to incorporate the frames and to make it look nice. And again, we're just not there yet. We're trying, but we're just not there.
And with the consoles, we're not there.
Yeah, I mean, a power draw is a definite concern with them, because again, these consoles have to be made to be played in the living room. So, like, you know, they can't be too big. Right. They can't cost too much of an electric bill. I mean, a PC has room, a lot of wiggle room. Like, it does. Like, it's big.
You can mess with the power settings. Exactly. It has a lot of wiggle room.
Consoles is like, they're probably afraid of even giving people those options. Because, like, come on now. Let's, for example, like, let's say we have, my mom was playing a PS5. Like, why the fuck would she need to know about ray tracing or 30 frames or anything like that? That's who they primarily are going to be in the stores.
Frames per second. Is the people that want to do it that, yeah.
Like, they people just want to get in there and game. Meanwhile, people like us who, like, you know, are more sensitive to like stuff like that.
Because we've been gaming since we was young, man. We haven't understood.
World games are like preset at 30 frames.
It's concerning to see 30 frames sneak up on. Because, like, honestly, I didn't even like the 30 frames in Tears of the Kingdom. I fucking hated it, honestly, because that shit ran like ass.
It was playable, and that's because I really like Zelda.
Of course, we know.
He was going to defend that one. He's going to say, oh, okay, yeah, that works there. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, I like...
Because it's a Nintendo and you expect it.
No,
I mean... Right, I mean, you're not getting
really, though, because, like... Metroid Dread was at 60.
It was. That shit was smooth as shit.
Aaron, Metroid Dread is an open world.
I mean,
I'm not
going to
lie to you guys. I was waiting for when he was going to mention Metroid. I knew it was going to happen. I was just waiting for it.
As soon as you say Nintendo, he's like, Metroid.
Nando, you should know, man. Dread, he's still waiting on that. What is it, 3 or 4?
Prime 4, man. That got me scared, man.
What I don't understand is why didn't this game, Dragon Dogma, didn't have the performance or quality?
Did they have none of it, right?
They do on PS. On
Does
it not? I swear they did it. No.
Not on PS5, they don't.
Oh, they told you, you'll play with the
friends. I was going to say, I went into the settings, and yeah, you can choose between performance, and I believe you can, yeah.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah, for you. Not for me.
Not for us console playing motherfuckers.
Yeah, and that keeps me from playing that fucking series. I can't lock on. The motherfuckers take an hour to kill. I can't stand Monster Hunter, man.
That's the reason why I didn't get into it, because the bosses take so long.
We're chasing them through the entire game. Like, what the fuck?
And then they run away from you and shit. Yeah, nothing.
Dude, I had a friend that was playing, and he like took a screenshot of it and sent it to me, and the timestamp it took him to beat the boss was like 30 something minutes.
I'm like, no,
I'm like, why is it taking you that long just to beat that one long boss?
And you're a high ass level.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can have like a super high level, super like high end gear, and it's still taking you more than half an hour to beat one boss. Like, oh my goodness.
That's crazy. I thought power was 60. I didn't play it that much to know, but that's interesting. I mean, those games are fine. I prefer if a game like if it's Tales of Arise, Tales, like the Tales series type of RPG, where like it, you actually are doing a lot more than just selecting your attack and everything, then I prefer that be at 60 low key, because it's a menu game and it's an actual, like, you know, hack and slash to an extent. So everyone has, I prefer that be at 60. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, the newest one and all that stuff. What's that one? That's 60, right? Or
that is that. Yeah, that is 60.
I think that's actually 60.
I was gonna say, like, there's that, like,
Square Enix usually gets it right.
Yeah, because they take their time.
Yeah, Capcom normally does too, which is strange.
But if it ain't those big ones,
Street Fighter, Resident Evil.
If it ain't Street Fighter, yeah, exactly.
This is like, nah.
Street Fighter is like what, 120 and shit. That shit up there, bro.
They're like, no, we're gonna give you the clear picture.
Resident Evil's at 60.
Yeah, Resident Evil is at 60. Resident Evil is at 60.
Bro, the remakes like are at fucking 60.
They are. The remakes are at 60. I mean, but I don't know. I guess for some of these companies, I guess they're afraid to start to sneak back up on us. And like, I guess as we see more games made for the dedicated and made for the current gen consoles, Series X and PS5, we're going to start seeing the 30 frames a lot more than we normally did.
Well, just like Redfall, how they finally optimized it. You know, they did bring the frames up, right? Didn't they?
I guess. I don't fucking remember. Yeah.
I think that they put the frames higher now, but nobody's fucking playing.
They had no reason to be at no damn 30.
But what I'm saying is, where I'm getting at is that maybe down the line, Dogma is going to be updated.
I would hope so.
I agree.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Like, I don't need to see a fucking whole nation of fucking NPCs. Like, I don't care for that. We're going to be walking in the woods anyway. Like, get rid of half of them. Make the frames go up. Because what I heard is that the reason that...
Yeah, IGN. Is IGN. Because, yep.
Yeah,
I know exactly.
I don't know how true it is because IGN's fucking retarded. but the NPCs is why the frames are so low. Because there's so many people in the world. So people were actually killing the NPCs on purpose so they can get higher frame rates.
There was a huge community quest where, like, they go and hunt the NPCs down.
Yeah, just NPCs. It's fucking
just to increase their frame rate.
Yep.
You're the reason why I'm fucked up here.
Shot down villages and killing them like fuck.
Yeah, but I don't know how they're going to.
What?
So did it actually work?
I don't think it did.
I don't know. I didn't hear a feedback.
I don't think it did. And even if it did, I mean, good luck with trying to fight some of those NPCs because they're very powerful. They're very powerful. Yeah, half of them.
You're not killing me for free.
No.
So fucked up. That's another Souls-like.
Yeah.
Then
I want to play so bad, but at the same time,
I'm
struggling with Elden Ring. So
Danny's probably like, that's probably going to be like 60. That's probably going to be 30 too. We don't know. They're selling us, but then we don't know if it's going to dip under 30 or whatever. I mean,
they're taking their time with it, so hopefully it's at 60. But you know, like Elden Ring, I'm struggling with. So imagine me playing Black Myth. Oh my god, I'm gonna struggle more.
Well, Ronin's the same way.
I don't care for that samurai guy. Nick, I want to know more about Eternal Darkness. You want to get into that? How's that experience been?
So, I mean, for whoever's been watching my live streams, I have been enjoying it. It's a great game so far. I'm actually shocked that I didn't grow up actually having like a fucking GameCube. You guys had it growing up, Danny and Alex. So I used to play it over there at their house. But this is like one of the games that I kind of wish I played back in the day. Like, it's just, I love the story. The story's great. I can't tell you like the main characters, but I do like the fact that we're constantly flipping through different chapters, different time periods, different chapters. I like that. And actually, like I used to thought, like, you know, you were kind of bullshitting me on, Aaron, like you were bullshitting me on like the horror aspect of it. And there was one time, like, I got far enough where it's like, even when she goes into the bathroom and she sees like her dead body, like in the tub, that just scared the shit out of me.
No, that's nothing. Wait till you start seeing the blood come off the walls out of nowhere.
Oh no, yeah, yeah, no, I seen that. So they look up, and I'm like, is there something like on the ceiling? Like, yes, I don't.
I love that. You know? Piece. And not only that, when you walk through the hallways, if your sanity mirror is low enough, the statue's head will be following you.
Yes. Like, yep. You even turn into, you actually turn into one of the zombies, actually.
Yes, that's like, crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, I like that, you know, I'm really enjoying the gameplay of it because, again, like, it's just, it always keeping you at suspense with, you know, whether it's, like, something, like, horrific, you know, whether it's something that, you know, the nostalgia of it is just, it just makes you feel like, man, I really do enjoy like the concept of this game. Like it's really good. But I will say like there, like you don't save that gameplay, bro. That's, like I'm telling you, man, like it's really difficult. And there's times that I do wish that, you know, you can lock on to like different body parts, like when you're attacking the enemies. But there's sometimes that I don't, that I think the complicating part about this game is mostly is it doesn't tell you shit. Like it does not hold your hand for nothing in the game, right? Like it, you got to figure out puzzles, but these are difficult puzzles. Like they're not like God of War or any other puzzles that just, it doesn't really take too much to plug in half your brain. Like you got to
hold your hand on anything.
No, like, it doesn't.
You have to pay attention.
Is it timed?
Is it what the puzzles?
Yeah, like are you on a time frame to do it?
No, you're not on a time frame, but it's just frustrating that you're sitting and it's sometimes in front of your face. It'll be like, okay, so you need like a piece of the puzzle, whatever the case is, like, or a piece to cast a spell, you actually have to have these what are they called? Like these templates or like these, I forgot what they're called, but they're like these little scrolls and stuff like that. So it'll be like caught up in like a cobweb or a spider web, right?
Yeah,
and
I
you'll
know,
have
exactly which way he's talking about.
Exactly. It took me a while to. I'm like, so I'm running around in circles. I'm like trying to. I'm confused. I'm like, yo, bro, what am I supposed to do? So in my inventory, I have a brush, a regular like kind of like a architectural
brush.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I know,
yeah.
Exactly what you have to do too.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm like, I get the little brush and it's like, okay, what am I doing with the brush? Like, am I like, okay, I know I can just brush some dirt off if it's something that's like hiding. Right. Cool. But I didn't thought to use it on the cobweb. It just hit me like randomly. Right.
Sometimes
like,
it's knowing when to use the spells, when to use the spells.
Dude, so I'm still confused about that. So if it said like, so if there's a symbol that's actually so the symbols represent colors, like, and if you want to dig further into it, you can,
right.
You know, obviously they'll tell you like the names of the spells, but you know, it's a long story. They have a lot of dialogue and it's great and it makes sense. But like you have to kind of just like match the colors that on the symbols. But right. Sometimes it kind of goes in a different order. Like it would be like red matches with green.
Right.
I don't get it. But you know what I mean. Like
I played through this game three times, and even I still don't get it entirely yet.
Right.
It's crazy. I bring up a muscle memory when I play it over. So even I don't get it entirely.
I don't get it.
Having to backtrack isn't fun. You get lost as a fucking maze.
Yeah, but if you get lost in this game, that's what I'm saying. Like you're not progressing. You're just stuck. Like you could probably be stuck in the same spot for about a week and still not figure it out.
About a week, and still not figure it out.
And still not figure it out. Like it's just
gets you to the point where you're just like, I'm gonna.
I'm on the stream and people are just looking at me and just like, and I could tell like they're leaving and shit. They're like, oh, this guy's a fucking moron because it's like, you know,
that's kind of how it was when I was playing Jedi Survivor. I got stuck at some point. I was like, where the fuck am I supposed to go?
That's when you get on the mic and ask and be like, hey, yo, chat, help me out. Where the fuck?
I was saying it, but nobody was telling me.
Nobody was helping me. Right.
I was like, look at this dumbass.
Right. I was more like a circus clown. You know what I mean?
Watch you struggle.
Right. We want to see, like, you know, obviously they tune in. They want to see you actually solve the puzzles and get through the enemies and actually progress in the game. That's right, where it's more enjoyable.
But like, when you want to see your blood pressure rise.
It was definitely rising, and it was almost like, why did I decide to play this game? Like, it was almost like that. But I really do like it, man. It's really a really fun
it's
game.
It's one of the GameCube's best by far. That's
yes. Like, no, I looked it up the other day. It's actually one of the top dogs, like, and that people recommend.
Like, it's really good.
It's really good. I again, like, I wish I would have played this back in the day, because I mean, I would have had a I'm having a good time now, but I would have had a better time back.
Yeah,
in the day. It's actually relevant. But yeah, I can't wait to beat it. I tell you that. I'm still streaming if you guys are tuning in on that. But I do rate it about a 9. Actually, it's really up there. Good. It's this is probably one of the really big ones that Aaron recommended to me, and I do appreciate it. It was actually really good.
Hold up, before we move on though. Gibby, what's your favorite sanity effect thus far?
So my favorite one will probably be the disconnected screen. Like that one fucked me up a little bit, because I thought like there was really something wrong with it. Like there's so and it continues, right? Like they had such a widespread of so many different insanity screens. Like you got the one with the head cut off. You got the one you get chopped in the, you know, chopped in half. Whoa. You got the volume. The volume was my favorite. The upside down, fucking, that shit was crazy.
My favorite one, where I was walking and I was glitching into the ground. I thought my game was fucked up, bro. But it's literally just don't fuck with him.
So, did you see the one that he grows bigger into the, like, yeah, he's yeah, like getting taller and taller? I was like, what the fuck? And then it hits you in the times where you're about to die. And then I remember one time I go into a room and I'm about to get fucked up by like 12 of them that's coming at me at once. I'm like, yo, bro, this is not real. And then it pops back up into the room you went before. That's how it always gets you. Every time you go into a room, it fucks you up. Yeah. It's different. Like that's like, I think Don said it the best, is like games back then and those time periods, like they would make these kind of like fucking fuck with you kind of screens, because it made it more like challenging, or it made it more but it made it more fun. You know what I mean? To enjoy playing it. Fucks with you.
It kind of reminds me of that part in Metal Gear where it says you got corrupted with your memory card when you're facing that one boss with the gas mask.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that. Like, it breaks the fourth wall.
Yeah, like, that's so crazy like that. So audience, if you want to see more of that gameplay, follow us on on Twitch, and you know, subscribe to YouTube. We're on there too. So, and you know, follow us on Spotify.
We will be finishing that.
Literally everywhere, Twitch, all of that.
That will be
Twitter.
That will be the first actual retro game that we played. I wouldn't say retro, but like a classic game. That we'll be finishing for sure on the channel.
No, we're not finishing. Yeah, subscribing to us is not going to be Castlevania 3.
No.
You got to stream that one.
Yeah, no. I'm about to do that tonight. Actually, that's a good one to pick.
good luck with that one.
Yeah, you want to see that?
Good luck.
You have fun with that.
All right, let's move on to our last topic for today. So we're hearing that Resident Evil is going to go open world.
That blows my mind. Just to even think, like,
that blows my mind.
Like,
it's for sure different. I kind of want to see what that's going to be like.
So, like, what are we going to be doing? Like, punching boulders with Chris all over, like, fucking
map? Yeah, punching boulders to reveal a new location.
You know, I'll be honest. I feel like there's definitely a way to do it right and can really nail it and make it, like, you know, really good aspect. However, I also feel like there's a lot of ways they can fuck this up.
Right.
But there's already so much zombie stuff already out there. Days Gone and all that shit.
But this is one of the games, like, Andrew, can you really see like it being having an online? Like, there's some things that you cannot really make online. Like, it's just,
but yeah, you know? I agree with you.
Yeah. What's that one game called? Is it Dying Light that's like more open world? That zombie game.
That was done right though. That was done okay.
That's my point though. Like, that's a pretty good example of them doing it the right way. And if we're lucky, Resident Evil could possibly do it the right way too. But again, it's a big if.
It's like I do at the same time want to see an open world, because I kind of always like that it's constricted, like it's a linear story.
You can only go
like one certain way in that little map.
We haven't been successful with the mercenaries, I guess, like you would say, like the online part where you can kind of like play with an online person.
Anything online with them,
it hasn't really been right. But except Resident Evil 5, that was the only exception. Co-op online.
It was co-op, not versing each other and stuff like that. So I think it's it'll be okay in open world. It'll surely be different, kind of throw people off.
But at the
same time, people are so used to just following that main like storyline and being so constricted to like an area.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm. Following that certain path that you have to. But if you make it open world, it's going to kind of copy other games that are already out in a way.
Yeah, but and I can see it too. Like, you're not going to play as the primary characters. You're going to obviously have customization characters to really play in there. I guess it would be depending. Like, I guess it would be kind of cool, I guess, to like go through the maps that we've always seen, like, you know, the police department in Resident Evil 2. What else? What are some icon? The laboratory, the mansion, like, you know what I mean? Like, going through these most iconic like places, I guess, like we're familiarized with the Resident Evil series.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be cool to kind of explore more of those parts. I'm guessing, like, how would you make the objectives on here? Like, obviously, like, we can't make it to where it's like DC Universe Online, where it's like, you know what I mean? Like, having like armor sets, all this, like your combat rating, you know what I mean?
Once you start opening up that open world aspect of a game, that's when it starts turning into
something RPG else entirely.
Right.
Leveling up, getting like opening chests, finding like higher level stuff,
yeah,
stuff like that, like loot.
Like, I think just
like little dungeons.
I think just doing like, I just think like doing like kind of like how Helldivers would be like get a group of four mercenaries,
go into one spot, right, and then
correct
your open world, and right, then go to another spot,
right,
and that would be able to open,
and then
that would be better,
and then kill monsters, right? Like, that's yeah, would be, that would be cool.
I hope they don't ruin this, honestly.
I'm seeing like, yeah, this is like the possibly from the rumors from this the guy that it comes from, Dusk Golem on Twitter. He said it's gonna be like the largest budget Resident Evil out of all of them.
Don't let's not promise too much. Let's right, not do that.
I was about to ask Aaron, like, is this guy that's this rumor is coming from, is he like a reliable source? Because I don't know. Sometimes yeah, people
like, I think rumor, it's all just leaks for now.
Yeah.
And then we're just going whatever's in the air.
Because if you think about it, like, we keep saying these whole promises, like, this is what happened with Starfield. You know what I mean? That's a prime example. Starfield is a prime example. Like,
oh yeah, if they put their whole foot up in that bitch like for a whole decade, and then it comes out like top flop. Well, not like, flop, but like not as high as expectations were.
Like, Aaron, is he a reliable source that we're talking about? Of him, of the source that you got, that we're going to be getting online.
I mean, apparently he's a prominent, known Resident Evil leaker. That's the scary part. Like, he's
been so he hasn't been wrong. Like,
he hasn't been my thing is, Resident Evil 8, regardless of how the way you feel about it, was kind of already getting into that category to an extent.
Because it was such an open, like, it was a,
it was such
a, like it was a stage, but you know, you can have more mobility in that stage now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. It was touching it.
You could free roam around the
map. But I think I would prefer if it stayed like that. I don't want you going around killing people in the village.
Well, that's what we said.
They're probably gonna make you go like on a helicopter. You go
that's what I said.
Other places and stuff like that.
That's what I said. I don't know if you heard me back there, but I was just saying, like, you know, if it was like kind of like Helldivers, where you can kind of just like get a group, and then kind of just explore like the most iconic maps of all the Resident Evil and shit.
See, how would the puzzle solving in the survival horror aspect?
Maybe it could be just like Helldivers. You get one guy to do a task, and then the other one to figure out another task.
I see what you mean, but Resident Evil has always been about engrossing the player in an immersive, scary environment.
Right.
Like, that's like saying
as trying to find a puzzle, to figure out the puzzle.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's like trying to have a Silent Hill multiplayer game. Like, that would never work. I mean,
yeah.
So in a fantasy, I would say they're going to sacrifice some. They're gonna sacrifice that.
I don't
exactly
know how to feel about that though. Yeah. That's crazy. I kind of wish the leaker wasn't a prominent motherfucker. Other than that, I'll probably be like, I'll blow his ass off. But apparently, he's been right before. Like, damn it. And apparently, that's why, like, they're trying to test the RE engine for open world gameplay. They're trying to do that. It was doing it low key with Dragon's Dogma. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to see how that will handle open world gameplay. I'm not so sure.
I was about to say, what are we doing?
I'm not so certain. Sometimes it's kind of scary because the RE engine is really geared towards more closed in, highly stylized, highly graphical.
Yeah, it's headed towards 60 frames, not 30.
Yeah, exactly. And again, like Resident Evil, where like where you shoot matters on the zombie. I'm not sure if 30 frames is a
another thing to that, to this whole open world aspect. Is it going to be first person or is it going to be third person?
I think it's going to be third. If I had to speculate,
yeah, I'm kind of. I don't like the way
because Resident Evil, the last two games were first.
I mean, I don't like the way the Resident Evil games feel in first person now.
Because you're used to the iconic.
Third person. You're just more accustomed to that.
But the last two were
in first person. But I don't like the movement, and I get it. It's a survival horror. You're not supposed to have too much crazy movement. I did not like the movement in Resident Evil 8. And going back and playing it like a month ago, I played Resident Evil 8 again. The movement, I didn't.
Which one was 8 again? That wasn't Biohazard, was it?
Fucking sluggish.
Village.
Biohazard is 7.
Sluggishly in that game.
We're supposed to be getting 9, but we'll get that probably next year.
Yeah, like, I kind of like the first-person aspect of it because the camera is constricted to a certain space. You can only see so much.
It's scary.
Yeah, it's more scary. Yeah.
But at the same time, they did manage to make Resident Evil 2 scarier, and that was third-person.
Yeah, they remade that shit, and they definitely did make it scarier.
They did. You're right. Like, the liquors are more terrifying than they ever been in that series.
The VR was pretty scary, too. Uh-huh. That was a good one.
It's a hit or miss. They got to make the right decisions, honestly.
I don't know how to feel about that. Resident Evil in open world is kind of... That's scary right there. That's scary in and of itself. Like, huh? Resident Evil open world?
Right.
Like
we can't...
Emerging, but...
I mean, we could... Yeah, but I mean, at least we can... Now we can make Ash Hat on there. So.
right? Make the Ash Hat. Ass head, you know, got lost somewhere in the village and then he has to get out and everything, you know? He's like looking at me like a fucking duck trying to escape.
You said you made Ass Head in Dogma, right?
No, I tried to. It wasn't successful.
Not ugly enough.
So I made like a kind of like a skinnyish whitish guy.
Whitish guy.
You just don't make all the zombies in this new Resident Evil all black because they was complaining about that. One of the Resident Evils.
Yeah, that's another thing. They talk about remaking Resident Evil 5, which I don't think they should do. No, I don't. Enough with the remakes because, you know, I don't think you should be remaking some of the more shittier ones in the series. And, you know, if you like Resident Evil 5, that's cool. Resident Evil 5 not a bad game. It's a good multiplayer game. It is a boring single player experience.
I feel like that's what a lot of games
pretty much it was not it.
Well, no, let me correct you. It depends on the type of game. Let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and some games there's other ones that, like where it can be like, you know, it is a fun game, but like if you're constantly playing by yourself, at some point you're gonna get bored. You know what I mean? But again, does depend on the type of game.
Right. But I mean, so, yay or nay on open world Resident Evil?
I'm conflicted.
I'm in the middle.
Conflicted. All right. It sounds conflicted.
I say.
Nay? I got you. No, I'm with Nick on this one. I do not like that at all. Yeah. But unfortunately,
if they do open world, like how you guys said, like you get a certain spot and just make it to where that's your little open world spot. Like make the map massive, but not too massive where it's like true open world.
Or maybe zombies, if you clear out an area, more zombies can come into the area for other areas. I mean, I'm thinking of ways, like, you know, how they can make it work and all that stuff, but I really shouldn't be doing that. That sounds like a terrible idea, but unfortunately, the sneaker hasn't really been wrong in the past, so I don't know, man.
Well, let's see. Let's see what else, what other information
how the fuck are they getting this information? Allowed to do that.
That's just it. That's why they're so unknown. Like you're not gonna find who they are.
He probably knows one of the game developers that's on the team.
Probably so. That's
typically how it gets.
But they're not supposed to reveal any of that information.
They're not.
They're not. But they do.
They're not. But they do.
That's what happened in GTA 6. Somebody from the inside leaked all the information.
They didn't care, Don.
No, but they got the boy who did leak it, they got him and they sued him and he's in jail. That's the most harsh
shit. Bro, all that for a game, bro. All that because of a game. Oh yeah, that's what I was saying.
Is crazy.
We're talking about millions of dollars here. They don't want any of
it's still money. Because those businessmen, it's still money.
You leaked a trailer all that for a weekend. You're going to jail. Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to jail.
Yeah. They'll arrest anybody. They'll arrest people on sneakers. I mean, you leaked. Oh, the shoelace is going to be completely different. They'll arrest you for that.
Imagine for a quick second that you go to jail. Some a dude that just got convicted for 15 murders is like, what you went for, cuz? And then you're like,
I stole a video game.
And you're like, oh, I leaked this, video game footage from a game that didn't come out yet. And they're like, what? And you're like, yeah, this is why I'm here. And now because of that, you're just some dude's bitch for the rest of your time in prison.
not only that, you're owing $1 million to the company. Yeah. So.
Which is crazy because if you think about it, all the developers need to do is just change whatever was leaked.
But they don't fucking doing that shit though. They probably like, nah, let's come on there, bro. I can't even see my kids for 3 months. I want to stay here
to fix another thing for 3 months.
It's almost like he went to jail, and when the game comes out, his kids are gonna be enjoying it. Like, Dad, you went to jail for this.
You went to jail for this. It was exactly as you said. It was exactly as you said.
Meanwhile, people are getting away with like, as long as you're still under $500 or so in real life, you get away with it. But people getting arrested for games.
I imagine
the priority.
I imagine leaking is probably a lot more than some $500. That probably was millions of dollars for what they probably think of it.
The priorities is just stupid.
That's wild.
All right. So, does anybody have anything to say about anything we talked about today?
Man.
Nah.
Even open
world. Nope. Nay.
I will say you guys got me wanting to try out Dragon's Dogma 2.
Speaking of Dragon's Dogma,
I might break the wallet on that one.
60 frames.
I might break the wallet on that one. I hope the PS5 Pro rumors are still, granted, they're heating up. I hope they're not true because I don't think we need a Pro model, honestly. I really don't think we do. Just go to a new console.
Agreed.
And
stop wasting time.
I'm glad Nick's enjoying
Eternal Darkness.
He's gonna enjoy the next game we got coming up.
Oh, yeah, he already told me.
That was a lot harder though. I will say.
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint.
I looked at the examples. I was like, oh man, this is gonna be hard.
It's on the Sega Genesis. I'll leave it at that. It's on the Sega Genesis.
Yeah, so stay tuned, guys, if you want to see more content like that, playing some retro games and seeing us play
Retro Rewind.
So, we take care of you if you just subscribe and like and give us those views. Like, comment, and subscribe. Peace. We'll see you in the next one.
Peace guys.